It's time for another PFW issue of the day. I'm Miranda Mason with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. And guys, we're right around the corner from free agency and the draft. What do you think the Patriots are most in need of?
I think there's a few. I think you're very lucky that you have a pretty deep young team, so there aren't a ton of huge holes. I would probably start at running back. I look at that position, you're going to return your passing backs. You're going to get Deion Lewis back at some point. All reports are he's coming back well from the ACL. You have James White, who took on a bigger role. But who's the big back, the lead back? And I think that's a big question for this offense, as we saw in Denver. They couldn't run the football. Old theory is if somebody is getting after you with their ears pinned back pass rush, you run at them. They couldn't run at them. Steven Jackson, gone. LeGarrette Blount, free agent, probably gone. So I think you're looking for somebody who's a first and second down running back that can bring a physical running style to the offense. Is that a free agent? Is that a Chris Ivory? Is that a Matt Forte? I don't know. Is it a Derrick Henry, a draft pick? I don't know, but I think they need a big back who can run the ball.
Yeah, I agree that that's a need, but I'm going to look at the secondary. I want a little depth at cornerback. I really like what Malcolm Butler did. We've talked about that even on some of our issues of the day. But alongside him, I think that they have some questions. Logan Ryan, I think, was serviceable as the number two cornerback, but ideally I think you'd want to upgrade that position. And if not, find somebody who can be a suitable third cornerback with those guys. I think they were painfully thin at that spot last year and thankfully avoided injuries. With all the injuries they had, there were very few to the cornerbacks and none to Ryan and Butler. So I think to roll the dice like that again, they need to find more depth, more talent at that position. And I think people might be surprised that we haven't mentioned the offensive line. That's an area, but to me, when you get Nate Solder back, you're probably going to come back with a semblance of the five guys that started the season again next year, that started the 2015 year. So to me, that's a depth spot, cornerback, running back, cornerback.
All right, so we'll have to be on the lookout to see how all of it plays out. And when it does, of course, we'll have all of that information for you. For Andy Hart and Paul Perillo, I'm Miranda Mason with your PFW issue of the day.